There's nothing nicer than clean sheets and towels, but can dirty linens be unhealthy? This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Philip Tierno, a microbiologist at the NYU School of Medicine, about how hospitals and hotels should be cleaning their bed sheets and what you can catch if they don't.
Let's talk about the dangers that are posed to our health when we're exposed to sheets or towels that were not properly cleaned. In, let's say, a hospital setting or a hotel setting, are there diseases that can be transmitted?
Well, it depends on where. If you're talking a hospital, of course, there are many super bugs that are present. In other words, multi-drug resistant bugs that dwell in hospital environments. So it's imperative that the linens are clean. And in fact, they usually are. From any institution, you can be assured that there is a change of bedding that occurs with each individual patient change. In other words, they would not only take care of the linens, they would actually sanitize the beds themselves so as to cut down on nosocomial transfer of germs.
So when you say sanitize the bed, is it hotter water or chemicals that are used?
Some institutions, if they're boutique, they may send out to launder various types of linens. But generally speaking, they are subject to a great deal of heat and they are subject to chlorination. Especially when you're dealing in a hospital with Clostridium difficile, that organism is not easily killed and is not killed with soap and water. You need an active ingredient like bleach to sanitize those linens. So most institutions are using bedding that has to be cleaned with bleach as well as a surfactant and the use of hot water.
Dr. Tierno, you said that the concern that we need to have is to make sure that those sheets are indeed changed. In a hospital, one has to absolutely believe this happens, I mean, because you're taking risks with patients' lives. But anecdotal evidence indicates, and there have been a few articles, that there have been housekeeping staff who will smooth down the sheets and remake a bed and not change it in between guests. What are the perils involved in that?
There is the possibility of transferring microorganisms, germs like Staph aureus, norovirus, for example. That's the stomach flu virus that can be transferred by people who shed some of these organisms in the sheets. That's why it's imperative to examine the sheets in a hotel. I take down the outer cover. I examine for bed bugs along the ribbing of the mattress, looking for any kind of stains or any kind of casings. I also look at the sheets, and sight is very important as well as smell. The odor should be fresh and clean, and you should not see any stains. And if you see hair or you see any other debris that might be there that should not be there, and if it doesn't smell clean or look clean, it likely is not clean. So you have to use some common sense.
That was microbiologist Dr. Philip Tierno speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.